Eminem and Abracadabra Dababra Dababra. What's the name of the band that did the original song?
Houdini?
No, that's the name of the song.
Oh.
Come on. I did educate you already on this.
Did you?
Band from the 70s, late 70s, maybe early 80s.
Okay.
First name Steve.
Steve McLaren?
Steve McLaren. Well done. Oh, my God.
I don't know. Who is it? Go on. You're older than me. I can't remember bands from
I'm
the
older
70s.
Than you. I'm actually 2 years younger than you, madame. Steve Miller Band. Steve Miller Band. Anyway.
What are you hoovering? You know we're on the radio, KC.
I'm well aware of that, but the state
of
this...
Oh, hoovering.
Have you seen the state of this place? Do you know that I've already filled up the dishwasher?
Here we go now, lads. What?
The dishwasher.
Yes.
Myself and Rory had to fill it up this
Did
morning.
Did you? Isn't that terrible?
He's doing radio for three radio stations this morning.
For God's sake.
I'm trying to get this excuse of a radio show sorted out.
Yeah.
Thank God for you. And then I can't work in this mess.
I could see.
Yeah.
It's like watching the cleaning lady, lads.
It absolutely stink.
It does look pretty clean now, in fairness.
Henry the Hoovers are amazing. Can I just point that out?
They are so good.
Anyway, Dick, will you just finish off there, will you?
Yeah. What do you want me to say? KC is currently going around all the edges of the studio with the trying
filthy.
To get it clean.
It's filthy.
It is filthy.
Oh, Jesus, that's better. Do you know who's at fault?
Who?
Do you know who's at fault?
I'm guessing everybody but you.
Prendeville, leaving 50 notes falling all over the place. With KC. My brother. Just like trails of cash everywhere.
Just falling out of his back pockets.
I'm one of those people, I can't work in mess. It has to be tidied.
Absolutely.
I have a weird OCD.
Well, they do say cluttered space, cluttered mind. So the best thing to do is to clear it all out and then you'll have a clear mind.
Now there's dust everywhere. That's great. Well done.
You can't win, KC, can you?
Can't win.
It's going to be one of those days, KC, isn't it?
It's going to be one of those great days.
Yeah.
If you're alive and well, you're out of bed. Oh, somebody just sent me in a video that I can't play. I'll have to do a little edit of it.
Oh, okay.
They're now blaming Mayo for the loss of Cork.
Oh.
Over the weekend.
Why?
I'll tell you why in a couple of minutes' time.
That doesn't make any sense to me, but okay. Yeah,
it's Mayo's fault. The curse of Mayo has spread to Cork. Maybe it's my connection, but a fella bought a hat. I'll play it for you in a couple of minutes. It needs a couple of beeps.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, because he's effing and blinding in it.
Is he?
But he bought a hat and then something happened.
What about?
Oh, it's this Mayo curse now he's blaming.
Oh.
He's blaming the curse of Mayo.
What's the curse of Mayo?
Back in the 1950s, last time Mayo won the football, All-Ireland, the team were coming home through a load of villages on an open-top bus.
Right.
Okay, and they were, you know, as you would imagine, celebrating, holding Sam Maguire, jeering, bringing the trophy home.
Okay.
In a little village in Mayo, they passed a funeral that was on the road. And rather than stop and be silent and respectful, they continued jeering, probably not aware that there's a funeral going on.
Right.
Maybe a few on board at the time. And the priest of that funeral said, Mayo will not win. He put a curse on the team saying that Mayo will not win another All-Ireland until everyone on that team has passed away. As of now, there is one man left. He's in his 80s.
Is this a true story? You're making this up.
It's 100% true. Mayo have been in, I don't know, a dozen All-Ireland finals and they've lost every single one of them.
Oh, that's
and
bizarre.
That is what's called the Mayo curse. So, this Cork hurling fan is driving home.
I know now why we lost the game. The Mayo curse was upon us. We bought these hats, look. A Cork hat, that when you turn it inside out, it's a Mayo hat. So the curse was there all along to see.
Oh.
He's now blaming a hat. This is very... Have you seen this video? It's a bucket hat, yeah, with the Cork emblem on it, yeah, with the Cork...
I was wearing one of them on Sunday.
You were?
Well, when you flip it inside out, did it turn into a Mayo hat?
I didn't flip it, now, but I'll have to check when I go home.
Because I think what's happened here is somebody has a load of old Mayo hats from an All-Ireland final and said, all right, we'll repurpose these.
It's going to be a while before they're back.
Top quality gear.
So at least we can all sleep easier tonight knowing it's Mayo's fault.
Yeah. Thanks for
and
that,
I apologise.
Your fault, so
everybody, yeah. 200 grand on the cash machine coming up 8:35. Cork's good times. This is Red FM. Morning.
Red FM breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
All right, across the papers this morning. David Max Savage is on the front of the Sun this morning. The guy who brought you the Savage Eye, which I think is the best comedy show that has ever been done in RTE and in this country. And I don't know why it came to an end. I think David just stopped doing it for a little while, and it's it never got recommissioned again.
Too many digs, I'd say.
Yeah, he had a few digs. Let's just say, particularly the Joe Duffy scenes might have ruffled a few feathers. If you remember those sketches.
Yeah, I do. I remember the Catholic Church ones as well.
Yeah. And again, nothing was off the table with Max Savage.
No.
RTE is like the former Soviet Union. It's way past its sell-by date.
Oh, yeah.
Says David Max Savage. He says on the front of the paper, RTE's dead. And he is laying into the 700... This is three quarters of a billion that is going to RTE over the next 3 years.
Shocking.
To pull them out. And all that says is, if you screw up with public money, if you get loads of funding and loads of public money, yeah, and you abuse that and you buy like $5,000 on flip-flops and you go taking all your buddies on flights over to rugby matches, if you do that, don't worry, we'll back you up again.
We'll just give you loads more money. That's right.
Now there is some really good stuff that RTE do, and I'll stand over this. Their sport coverage is phenomenal. When it comes to GAA stuff, and when it comes to like the when they decide to show games, it's really, really good and it's really strong.
Yeah.
And most of the shows that are in there aren't RTE; they're independent companies that are producing these.
Yeah.
So it's like the vessel for all these great shows that are made independently.
Yeah.
But it's like, what is it now? Like, what's going to happen with it? There is such a massive back roar over this from yesterday, from this amount of money. Can you imagine what that money would do? That $750 million, what it would do for, 17,000 homeless people?
I know, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, yeah. When you put it into that kind of context, absolutely.
With all the problems that are out there and they can just throw that kind of coin around, I don't get it.
It feels like such a waste of money,
doesn't
it?
I don't get it. I really don't know what's going on.
Hello and welcome to Am I Weird?
Are you weird? Are you weird? That's the question. You got to start your voice note with Am I Weird and tell us your little weirdness. We do this on the show every now and then just to find out, because everybody has one. We all have these little things we do which we think are normal, but really you're all a little bit weird, right?
Good evening.
Good morning. Am I Weird? Many, many years ago, in any men's toilet, I used to wee the fag butts out of the drain.
Oh, what?
It was my favourite thing to do. From Frank. I think that's just normal male behaviour.
What?
It is. Like, if you live with loads of boys, if you have loads of men in your house, okay, and you know the crack, don't you?
Yeah.
Willy overload. What you need to do is, in order to stop them splashing all over the place when they go to the toilet, is put a cork in the toilet bowl. Put a floating cork, and then they play Space Invaders. Choo choo! And they shoot at the.
That's a good idea.
And it'll save your bathroom.
You can also race the toilet flush as well.
Race the toilet flush?
Yeah.
Great game.
Great
game.
It's you're going for your number ones, and then you flush the toilet when you're not finished, and then you race the flush to see if you can finish before the flush.
Okay, men are weird. I'm sorry now, but that
that's
is
not weird.
That
it's
is
not
weird.
Weird. It's completely normal.
Morning, Red FM. Am I weird? When I see one magpie, I pull my hair 7 times. It comes from my mother's friend years ago who said it's very bad luck. And to undo the bad luck, you have to pull your hair 7 times. I have no idea if anyone else does this.
Those things that your parents told you when you were a kid, like black spots on your tongue and all that kind of stuff, you carry into adult life and now everyone thinks you're bonkers. That's a little bit strange, but you do wave to magpies, don't you?
I wave to them and I say a rhyme, but ouch, pulling seven hairs out.
Just give your head a little tug.
Yeah, no, I do say a rhyme. Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Am I weird that I love watching the smoke coming out of the chimney when the fire has just been lit?
It is lovely, but this is my question about that.
Can I play that again?
Yeah. Am I weird that I love watching the smoke coming out of the chimney when the fire has just been lit?
So you light the fire and go outside and look up at the chimney.
But then you're not feeling the benefit of the fire that you've just lit.
You're outside really cold.
Look at the smoke though, so she's happy.
Yeah, I know what you mean about that. There is something beautifully nostalgic about that, isn't there? Watching the smoke come out of the chimney.
Tell that to polar bears. Up in the North Pole, with the ice caps melting.
All right, Al Gore.
What did you call me?
Al Gore.
Oh, sorry.
I think I called you.
I'll tell you off air.
Am I weird? When I finish a journey, I say thank you to my car, kiss me hand, and tap the bonnet with it.
That is slightly unusual, Stephen.
Thank you, Mr. Carr. Thank you for that journey. That's very, very weird.
My mum is weird. When she takes, this is a true story, when she gets money out of the ATM, she always says, thank you very much.
Mr. Cash Machine.
My mum, yeah. Thank you very much. I'm like, mum, you know that's a machine.
Does she think there's a little man whipping out 50s in the, behind the wall?
But she does it without fail. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah. Am I weird for reading my book while listening to the audiobook at the same time? Kieran Kergeline.
That's Kieran and Kergeline.
No, you do that, don't you, Casey?
I have done that in the past. Someone is saying that that is utter insanity.
It is.
It is.
You see, if there's a book I really love, I'll buy the book, but I'll also get the audiobook, as I've explained already. So, because you can't read and drive, so I'll jump to the audiobook.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But sometimes I will run a chapter while reading the book.
No, that's weird.
Do you not read faster than someone can speak?
No.
There's so many questions about that, Casey. Like, you're basically reading a script for the person talking, aren't
Absolutely.
You?
Does anybody else do that? 0868104106. Kira, we are not alone in our weirdness. Yeah.
Please don't name and shame me, but...
Hold on a sec. Do you name and shame yourself? This is what we've got to be careful. Okay, I won't mention your name, Susan. Okay, I promise.
Please don't name and shame me, but I had a very strange food craving growing up. I used to have tuck biscuits, you know, the salty ones, and a bowl of ketchup. No, please bear in mind, I was young. Wasn't that young. And I grew out of it, mostly.
Tuck and ketchup. Okay.
I know who that is.
What are you doing with that? What are you doing with it, though?
You're dipping the tuck crackers into the ketchup. That's completely fine. I had one about shepherd's pie from earlier on this morning.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
Do you want to hear Lorna's one?
Yeah, go on.
Hi, guys. Am I weird because when I have shepherd's pie for dinner, I put it into a sandwich with bread and butter? That's how I eat it then.
Wow. Oh. I could see you putting shepherd's pie in a wrap. And rolling it into a kind of like a burrito type thing, and
that sounds nice.
And make a little, apparently it's gorgeous. Yeah, this it's somebody's weirdness.
Morning.
Yeah.
Am I weird because I get the hiccups if I eat raw carrots?
Are you a horse? I know who that is already. I bet I'll say her name. I know who that is.
Hi, this is Olivia.
Hello.
Am I weird because I eat ketchup with pizza?
Ketchup with pizza.
It's interesting, right?
Yeah.
Unusual, I would say.
Mm-hmm. So she's eating a main course of ketchup but has pizza on the side.
I think it's a case of she's eating pizza and she's dipping it in the ketchup.
That's okay.
Olivia, you're too cute to be weird.
Yes. 100%. Absolutely, Olivia. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Wake up, get up, Cork's good times. Red FM. I'm loving your weirdness. You're all a bunch of weirdos at heart, really. We all do weird stuff, but what's yours, yeah?
Morning, Red FM.
Hello.
Am I weird that when I see a magpie, a singular magpie, I have to salute it and say, morning, Mr. Magpie, how's the wife and kids? It's been, like, I don't know when I started it, was years and years and years ago. But yeah, whenever I see a magpie, I have to salute it and say, good morning, Mr. Magpie, how's the wife and kids?
Is that a British thing? Are you taught that in school?
I don't know. Do you do it here?
No, I don't.
Have you ever heard of it?
I've heard of the rhyme, one for sorrow, two for joy, three for girl, four for boy. But like, there are millions of magpies in Cork. So Dave, do you just spend your day speaking to magpies?
Yeah. Good afternoon, Mr. Magpie. How are you today? How's the wife and children? Let them know I said hello.
Okay. You've taken weirdness to a new level.
Okay.
I love it. Let's see what we got here. Oh, hello.
Hi, Vic. You're not weird. Your mum's not weird. I say thank you to the ATM as well.
I'll let her know, Craig.
Good man, Craig. Monica's been on to me and she said, you're one that watches the smoke. That's kind of weird. Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz. With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the money. Oh my God, is that Tina?
Morning, Casey.
Hello, buddy. How are you?
Hi.
What's the crack?
I'm okay.
Are you ready you're ready to win some money? What's your weirdness, by the way, Tina?
Oh, I could spend hours watching TikTok videos and YouTube videos of people getting wax pulled out of their ears and stuff being squeezed.
Oh, are you one of those spot enthusiasts, are you?
There's actually a YouTube video that's 7 minutes long, and like that's my relaxation. My children say I'm weird, the weirdest person ever. I love it.
I've never got the whole pimple and spot viewing thing. It's the worst.
I love when it's magnified and they pull it out. It's like watching someone give birth. Really, it's so satisfying.
But what are you getting from that? Like really, like when you break it down. What is it that you enjoy about it?
I just enjoy squeezing spots. Like when my kids were teenagers, I used to pay them to just let me do it.
Oh my god,
please let me at it. And my son would be like, "Mom, go away, you're weirdo." And I'm like, "I give you a fiver."
We're sitting on the bus beside each other. We're on the number 8 bus going out to Bishopstown.
I'd have to sit in my hands, I'd say.
Do you just see people and go, "Let me at it," like walking down the street randomly?
Well, I'm selective about, like, it's not like I pop everything. There's only certain ones that I go, like, I don't like anything that would, you know, explode or surprise me. I'm not into that at all. I wasn't into the ear ones, but then my boyfriend started showing me them, and now I'm obsessed with them.
Oh my god, the two of you are into it. You've found each other. I'm delighted. All right, Tina, let's go for the quiz.
Let's play in 3, 2.
Good Lord. Mark Zuckerberg created what, Tina?
Facebook.
Question number 2. Sex in the City was based in what city?
New York.
Question number 3. What car does Mr. Bean drive?
A Mini.
Question number 4. If you were at the Monaco Grand Prix, what country are you in?
Monaco.
What country are you in?
What Monaco was a country.
Question number 5. Rattling Home is an album by who?
You
too. Question 6. Who sings the 90s hit Barbie Girl?
Aqua.
Question 7. Can you need the name the two lead role characters in Young Offenders?
Jock.
And? Come on, quickly. Are you still there, Tina?
Oh, I can see him. No, I can't. I can see him.
Jock and the other lad. Come on, quickly. They're dancing there in front of you with their socks up around. Jack and Connor, and we're out of time. Ah, Tina. You were concentrating on the spots too much, Tina. That was the problem.
I know.
Okay. Sorry, you only got to question number 8. Let's go back here and see how you got on. Did you get most of these right? I think you did. Facebook, New York City. Mr. Bean drives a what?
I think it is, isn't it?
Well, it was a Mini.
It is a Mini.
Is it a Mini?
Yeah. It's an old classic Mini. All right. So what else we got here? The Monaco Grand Prix.
Yeah.
Lads.
It's Monte Carlo, isn't
it? It's the French Grand Prix. It's in France, isn't it? In the Circuit de Monaco. Monaco Grand Prix. Yeah. You see, you threw a bit of confusion at me here. I need to double check.
Yeah, I thought Monaco was a country. Do we not have Prince of Monaco or something? I don't know. Go on.
No, Monaco.
No, it's not my song.
Let's see what else we got here. U2's Rattling Home. Well done on that one. Congratulations, you got that one. Barbie Girl is correct. Jock and Connor cost you €1,000, maybe. Now we had 3 more to go. Do you really want those 3? Do you?
Go on, give them to me.
Okay. What month last year did Shane McGowan pass away?
Oh God, I wouldn't have a clue. September. Okay. I wouldn't have got that.
December was the answer. What is pennies called in the UK? Would you have known that one?
Sorry, Mark.
And who is the new political leader in the United Kingdom? Labour leader.
Ooh, he's got a weird name.
Kerr Starmer is his name. Yeah, Kerr Starmer. Yeah. Okay, €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, and we'll talk to you another day. Yeah, weirdo. Love you and leave you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, stream the new home of tennis live with a Now Sports membership.
Hey, KC and Victoria. Monaco is actually a municipality in France. But it's kind of like it has its own rules and stuff like that, but it's actually in France.
Okay, so it's still part of France, but it's like, where is it? Andorra and those places between Spain and France. They're under their own rule, really.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
All right, Midair, what's going on?
Okay, Tom Hanks has revealed his inspiration for his character for Forrest Gump. He does have a certain character in that film, doesn't he? He has a certain way of talking. You'd wonder where he got the inspiration from. He's revealed it to Graham Norton. Have a listen.
Okay, gonna play the clip now. Here we go.
Young Michael Connor Humphreys, who played young Forrest Gump, we were trying to... Bob said, okay, we got a problem here. You're gonna have to teach this kid how to talk the way you want to talk. And I thought, why don't I just talk the way he talks right now? And so we started hanging out with him. And he was from Mississippi, deep in Mississippi. And he had this hard G at the end of his... If he said it wasn't thinking, it was thinking... it wasn't making, it was making. And says, what does your father do? My daddy makes grease. That's what he said. And he said, I don't understand. Is grease something you make? Yes. He says, what do you do with grease? Well, grease goes into all different sorts of products. And I said, well, like what products? Oh, grease goes into lipsticks. And I was like, well, this is it. So somewhere I have cassettes, hours and hours of me just making chit-chat with a very young Michael Connor. Young Michael.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. Vic just went, sorry. It's okay.
I know, sorry.
It's only a little tiny, teeny.
Sorry.
It's okay. Why do you apologise for a teeny, tiny edit? He came in again. It's okay. Life's too short to be worried about teeny, tiny edits.
It's interesting to hear where he got the inspiration from, because
it's a huge character, yeah.
Sounding voice in it, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
Snoop Dogg's in London. He wants to go and visit Buckingham Palace.
Would they let him in, I wonder?
At the start of this clip, which is Snoop Dogg having afternoon tea, you'll hear him enjoying the
Snoop
afternoon
Dogg having
tea.
Afternoon munchies.
And I've got to tell you, it sounds like a dog.
Okay, so
have a listen. He's having afternoon tea with a British presenter.
If this is him speaking on Capital Radio yesterday, and if you want to know what Snoop Dogg sounds like eating the scone.
This is it.
Okay, so how long are you in England for?
I'm in England for about 2 or 3 days. I'm out here fancying some tea.
Yeah.
I wanted to see Wimbledon, I think it's over with.
Yeah, it finished last week.
Man.
Sorry about that.
I'll go by the palace, see if they let me in.
Well, I've heard the future king, Williams, is a huge Snoop fan.
Hopefully I can get in. Well, the queen was a fan too. Rest in peace to the queen. That was my girl, you know what I'm saying? So... Just may want to go up in there, you know, see what they do. They don't let me in or not.
I'm pretty sure you could go to the palace. You're Snoop Dogg, you can do anything you want.
They gonna let me in?
Yeah, they'll be fine. I can sort that out.
Thank you.
I can sort that
Appreciate
out.
Appreciate it.
The queen was his girl. That's brilliant. Snoop rocking up with one of those bouncing Cadillacs. What up, geez?
Oh, lads.
All the way up to the gate.
So funny. Yeah. Standing up in the back of the car.
Oh, the beef eaters just staring, going, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Hey, John, how's it going?
Hey, Casey, good morning. How are you?
We'll have a chat about John's suggested Cork hero. Mm-hmm. And who are you going to go for this morning, John?
I'm going to go for Cillian Murphy.
Good call. Good call. Yeah, Murph has... there's been a lot of votes for Murph this morning and across the week as well. Why? Why, John?
Because he's the first Cork Oscar winner.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in quite a good few movies.
I've got to read what John sent in. He said he's never been in a bad movie. No, we're going to have a little bit of a fist... we're going to have a fist fight on the air. So,
right.
Have you seen Small Things Like These? That's the latest one he's in. That's supposed to be excellent. Oppenheimer, amazing. A Quiet Place, I quite enjoyed that.
Okay.
Enjoyed that.
That was great.
Let's see. Dunkirk is amazing.
Yes.
He was in...
Window Shakes the Valley.
Amazing. Great film.
Yeah.
Inception, stunning. Dark Knight is brilliant. Yeah.
28 Days Later.
Breakfast on Pluto, has anyone seen that?
I haven't seen that.
No.
I've seen this, yeah. Good. It's one of his first early movies.
One of his real early ones.
Yeah.
He was in this thing with Johnny Depp called Transcendence.
Transcendence, yeah.
And I will never, it's 2 hours, I will never get back.
I knew you'd mention that already. Yeah. That was a pretty poor movie.
It was brutal. Johnny Depp dies and they put him in a computer and he's talking to everyone through the computer. Yeah. Just go away. Anyway, great suggestion on your Cork hero. What about your little hero at home? What's his name?
It's JJ, short for John Jeremiah. His birthday is on August the 8th, so it'll be a great chance to ring down the photo.
Well, you have a birthday party, family pass for two adults and two kids off to photo. Have Brilliant. An amazing time, John.
Well
all
done,
right?
John.
Thanks a million, Casey. Appreciate it.
Take
Thank
it
you.
Easy. See you soon, John. Take care.
Bye.
Photo Wildlife Park, family-friendly education weekends are back. Have a look at the website and get down and check out the Education Conservation Research Centre. They've put a huge amount of money and time into it, and you're going to love it. I had to bring Kelly back in because I want to ask you about that horrific story from the other night. What happened downtown? Sorry, Kel, there you are.
So, Casey, on Tuesday, there is a guard investigation underway about this. A group of French students were robbed and their teacher was stabbed with what's believed to be a screwdriver on Tuesday night.
Good Lord. So where exactly did this happen?
It happened on Patrick Street. So they were in a nearby restaurant. There was 22 students with their teacher and they left the restaurant. We're walking up Patrick Street towards Merchants Quay at around 10 o'clock. At that point, a man and a woman, both in their late 20s and wearing dark clothes, pushed one of the female students, one of the teenage girls, and stole her phone and ran away with it, and what I believe the teacher went after them to try and get the phone.
Yeah.
And was then stabbed with something in the back. As soon as the incident was reported, Gardaí carried out a search of Merchants Quay and the bus station to try and find them, and they are appealing to anyone who've witnessed this incident on Patrick Street between 10 and 10:30 on Tuesday night to come forward.
Oh, so God, if anybody was in that area, these people need to be caught. Surely there's lots of CCTV, I would imagine. It's a pretty open area, yeah. Kelly.
Absolutely, with a lot of shops and stuff. So hopefully they can find out who did it.
That is just the worst. Like, when people come to this country, when they come to Cork and they're here for what would 99.9% be an amazing experience for them, and they get to experience what Cork is. And then for something like that, for them all to be going home, or for all those kids to be onto their parents, trying to tell them what had happened. That's bad form. That is just horrible.
And there are constantly more calls for Gardaí to be on the street with antisocial behaviour to tackle it. And this is just one of those incidents again, I suppose.
Yeah, and to be honest, you can't blame the guards either. They've been stripped of so many members of the units for years that they are probably juggling as best as they can. But yeah, we need more guards on the street. End of story.
Absolutely.
Do you feel safe knocking around Cork?
I'll be very honest, I was having this conversation with my brother last night, and I'm living in the city, and I wouldn't really feel that comfortable walking home from town, and I'm living in town.
You're living in the city centre.
Yeah, so I'm getting a taxi that's, you know, costing a tenner just to go up the hill.
But just to feel safe.
You hear stories like that and you can understand why, can't you?
Yeah, I still think Cork is, like, I mean, you hear what you've just told us. I still think by and large, incident-wise, these incidents are very isolated and they happen really, really rarely. But do we hear about an awful lot of the other stuff? We probably doesn't make it to the news. It probably doesn't make it to radio.
I think maybe not, because some people don't report it and things like that. So, but yeah, I don't know if everyone feels totally safe.
Yeah, Neil will pick up more on this at 9 o'clock, just after nine, on Red FM. Thanks, Kel.
Thanks, Casey.
I owe you a cup of tea, don't I?
Absolutely. You interrupted my tea making.
I'm on the case for you, buddy. I'm on the case. It is 7:14.
Morning, lads. You can't bear to be so shaggy, so we go for that.
And what about the singer? Let's see what else is happening.
Casey and Victoria, this morning we really need to hear Shaggy.
Okay.
See, okay.
Shaggy's
got a few fans.
Shaggy's hammering things this morning. Morning, guys. I want to vote for Shaggy. That comes in from a beautiful little Jack Russell with a mobile phone this morning.
Are you trying to tell me here that you're winning this?
I'm hammering you.
Because so far all you've said is Shaggy.
Grace Mullins wants Shaggy.
And to be honest with you, there's quite a few Flaming Hots in there as well, but you're just missing those out.
Barbs wants Shaggy.
Well, Mark wants Flaming Hot. If we're going to do it this way, let's do it this way. So, Mark wants Flaming Hot. Tracy wants...
Anyway, she's yakking away there in the background. I might as well bring you an old Shaggy call. This is Shaggy looking for a taxi.
Is that the taxi company?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is Shaggy. I need the car because I've got to go on a journey.
Where are you?
I'm in my house.
And where's your ass?
I'm in the Great Portland Street. and I need a taxi from here to take me on my journey. Can you take me on my journey today?
What now? Yes.
Thank you very much. Can you give me a price if I tell you where I'm going?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to the Hoover Bag Shop in Penarth, and then up to Wigan to see my friend Garth. I'm meeting Dale Winton to film the other half, and then to the Death Star to defeat Vader Darth. Then I'll go to the plumbing shop in Brazil. I'll pick up a lempty from my granny Woodzill. I'm going to the football with my Uncle Phil. Stockport's relay to Norient Mill.
Very good.
How much for my journey, Mrs. Lover Lover?
I don't know. It's a long journey, ain't it?
It's a very, very long, long way. I've got to go somewhere else as well.
Have you where?
Well, the girl next door is a bit of a minger, so take her to Chicago to film Jerry Springer. How much for my journey, Mrs. Lover Lover?
I don't know, I'm sorry. Who is this?
I'm telling you, this is Shaggy. How do you feel, jump and prance? Oh, Carolina.
Yeah, I like that song.
Okay, Elena Gavala. Got you for jump and prance.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
It is 6:45, cloudy and overcast today. But staying dry, 9 degrees at the moment, 19 degrees later. Vic Nick has your VIPs. What's going on?
Colin Farrell is proving what a legend he is once again. This is really sweet. He has a very close friend called Emma Fogarty.
Mm-hmm.
And she is Ireland's longest surviving person with an illness called butterfly skin.
Oh, this is the worst. It's so horrific. And especially when little kids have it.
It's really horrific.
And there are hundreds of kids across the country that have it. Your skin is so fragile, you can't even touch it.
Yeah.
And the plasters have to be changed every single day.
Yeah.
Deborah Ireland, I think, of the
that's
charity.
That's right, that's correct.
They're
an incredible
group of people.
Yeah, so they're raising money for Deborah Ireland. He is going to run 44 kilometres and he's hoping to raise 400 grand for the charity. But Emma and Colin did a really sweet little outside press conference for the media yesterday. Have a listen.
But we have some news.
Yeah, what is it? We're doing something in October 27th of this year, 2024, the year of our Lord. Yeah. You and me are going to run the Dublin Marathon, which has no business taking place in October.
No,
but it is.
I am turning 40, the big 4-0, this year. I want to mark it with all the wonderful people in my life. And the best way to celebrate with this man
is to put me through 4 hours plus of pain.
Hell. I mean, well, I'm in pain. So
all the time.
We're sharing the pain.
Yeah, so
you know.
We're sharing the pain a little bit.
Thank you.
M'lady.
Oh, wow.
He's a legend, isn't he?
When she was born, she was told, her parents were told she wouldn't live a week.
They did, yeah.
And she's turning 40 in October.
Isn't that amazing?
They've been friends for a very long time. But again, Colin just proven that he's the soundest of the soundest. Yeah.
There's a new dating show that's going to hit screens next month. Ryan Clark is fronting it. It's called Dating Naked.
Naked Dating? Where have I heard that before?
Well, there's a show on already, isn't there? I can't think what it's called.
Naked. The Naked Truth or something.
No,
and
no, that's not it. It's called something else. But anyway.
Is this where they all come out and they reveal, like they're standing there starkers and you pick
one,
who you want?
But I can't think what it's called. Naked something. Anyway, this is a new dating show. So contestants will basically spend most of the day nude. And it's already been dubbed Love Island on steroids.
Naked Attraction, is
Naked
that it?
Naked Attraction, that's it. Yeah. Love Island on steroids is what this new show, Dating Naked, is already being referred to. They go to a house in Colombia.
Right. For a date.
It's like a Colombian villa. It's like Love Island.
Okay.
But they can't wear clothes. Like, do you ever feel like they've just run out of ideas?
Okay,
like,
what I want is four chimpanzees on a trampoline. And they're all playing guitars. And you got to guess what the song is.
Do you know what I mean? It's like we've done loads of reality shows now with people dating. We just need to do something else that's going to shock people. I know. We'll just get them all to take
Let's get a villa
off.
In Colombia with naked people.
Nobody wants to see Alan from Bradford sitting around eating his dinner with his...
Unless Alan has something to impress everybody with.
I suppose so, yeah.
Anyway, so that's all happening when?
Next month.
Okay.
Big screens, look out for it, Dating Naked.
Just set a reminder on your phone not to be watching the telly with your mother on that particular evening. I'm trying to put you